Proclamation number 6789 of 23rd of March, 1957. Transformation from death to life. Helper Jesus Christ. Through God's strength you must attain life even though you are still in deepest darkness, in a state of death, for it awakens everything that is dead to life. But the fact that God's strength touches you is necessary for the time being, for it can only touch you when you allow this touch. Even in the state of death your will is not determined. This applies to the being which has already regained ego consciousness, i.e., the human being, and also for the being which, after its earthly change, entered the kingdom of the beyond in an immature state and then sank into the abyss, whose abode is there for the dark kingdom of God's adversary. But as long as this being still has its ego consciousness, as long as it is still aware of its existence, it still has the possibility to change its dead state. It can come back to life if it allows itself to be touched by God's strength. But because its will is free, there is an equally great danger that it will not give up its resistance to God's illumination of love. Then it will sink deeper and deeper, its spiritual substance will harden, it will lose its self-awareness and will be banished again into works of creation. And in order to avert the fate of the new banishment, in order to protect as many beings as possible from it, those souls of darkness are constantly influenced. A work of redemption of such great magnitude is underway as has never taken place before in the spiritual kingdom. God's love seeks to save what can still be saved, and the work of redemption is carried out by the beings of light with such a loving heart that it is not without success. Again and again messengers of light approach the dark beings, but they do not appear in their radiant light but, as it were, adapt themselves to the darkness and, with gentleness and patience, persuade those souls to follow them to where it is less agonizing. And again individual souls detach themselves from their surroundings, even if reluctantly at first, but the love of their saviors already begins to take effect and they leave themselves to their guidance. If only one of these souls can be saved, then the spiritual kingdom will receive one more helper who will continue the work of redeeming the souls with such eagerness that he will never work in vain. For all torments and their cause are now known to him, and therefore he also knows how to touch the unhappy souls properly and also convince them more quickly. The redeeming activity now only consists of informing the souls about Jesus Christ and his work of redemption, to introduce them to the Savior and Redeemer Jesus Christ, to show them that only he can place them into a state of happiness and that he therefore has to be approached. And Jesus Christ himself supports all efforts to rescue the souls from darkness even before the end by coming to the aid of all who do not completely turn to him in repulsion. As soon as just one questioning thought arises in the souls about Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, a cross flashes before those souls, at first only like a glimmer which, however, becomes increasingly brighter to finally be clearly visible to them when their thoughts dwell longer on the Savior and Redeemer of the world. All these are already grants of strength, but they must not force and are therefore adapted to the behavior of each individual soul. But inevitably the soul reaches life which only desires to live. And after the state of endless torment in darkness the desire for life will always increase in those souls, and more souls will emerge from the darkness when they are called upon by souls wanting to help to follow them. and their guides will always lead them to where they can receive a small light whose benefit they feel, so that they mostly don't want to move away from the light anymore either. And even if their state is still very deficient and worthy of pity, but they've detached themselves from the deepest abyss, and that also means safe ascent, for now they spare no effort. They make good use of even the slightest grant of strength and are in turn ready to help again, and countless souls are preserved from the new banishment. Countless souls take the path upwards after an infinitely long time. Amen.